Yo, what is up YouTube? It's your boy T-Hatch coming back at you with another video. Today, as you can see in the title, we are going to be talking about what just went down in Michigan with the FBI arresting right-wing extremists that were plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So for more on this story, I am actually going to be reading some excerpts from an article that I found on Slate.com, as well as some statistics that I found from some sources that I will list as we go on. I want to start this by just getting a little bit of a grip on the situation, what has just happened. So reading from that article, we see six anti-government extremists have been arrested and accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They were going to, quote, storm the Capitol in Lansing, Michigan, and overthrow the state government, according to a court affidavit. In recorded communications, the men discussed murdering tyrants and indicated they were motivated in part by what they see as tyranny of the state's coronavirus public health measures. According to the FBI, the suspects had already twice scoped out Whitmer's vacation home to prepare for their attack and had said they planned to grab her before the election and whisk her away to Wisconsin, where they would have her stand trial for treason. Trial in quotes there, of course. That is the wording of these absolute crazy right-wing extremists. So wanted to hold her on trial for treason in Wisconsin. The FBI charged all six with federal charges of conspiring to commit kidnapping, and they face life in prison if convicted. Two of the suspects, Adam Fox and Barry Croft, appear to have been the main instigators in the group. According to the affidavit, Fox met a local militia group's leaders at a Second Amendment rally at the state capitol in June. At that meeting, Fox told one of that militia's leaders, a 24-year-old named Ty Garbin, that he was going to, quote, attack the Capitol and ask them to combine forces. According to the FBI, that is. Garbin was one of six men charged. The three other men charged in the plot have been identified as Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta. Five of the six are residents of Michigan. Croft lives in Delaware. Let's see. Yes, that is what I was going to read. Thank you for bearing with me. At a press conference Thursday, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said that the state had also charged seven other men who were, quote, associates of or linked to the militia group known as Wolverine Watchmen for supporting the terrorist plot. The FBI had already been monitoring the group as police had learned that its members were planning to kill local police officers and attack the state capitol to instigate a civil war. A right-wing militia known as the Wolverine Watchmen wanted to kill police officers, attack the state capitol, and instigate a civil war. Let that sink in for a second. While President Trump is out here on the campaign trail talking about Antifa and all these far-left anarchists, which the FBI seems to say don't exist, while this is happening, there are literally right-wing militia groups in the United States attempting to kill police officers and instigate a civil war by attacking the state capitol. They wanted to kidnap the governor of Michigan. This is absolutely insane. So just want to get you up to speed on what just happened in Michigan, or at least thankfully what was avoided from happening thanks to great work by the FBI and local police there in Michigan. Absolutely crazy what's going on in this country. So this is something where I want to bring a little bit more context to all of the talk of anarchists, of domestic terrorists here in the United States, and hopefully bring a little bit of clarity based on the information that we know and what we can conclude from that. So I want to read a little bit more of this article just to get an idea of what was going on here. So I'm going to read essentially the conclusion of the article. The federal investigation began earlier this year when the FBI learned from social media that the men were discussing a violent uprising. The men had allegedly talked about kidnapping multiple people, including Whitmer, from the Capitol. Fox specifically complained about the state's restrictions on gyms during the coronavirus pandemic and said, quote, "I don't know, boys, we've got to do something." Discussions, some of which took place in a hidden basement room, evolved to include other possible ways of kidnapping Whitmer, and the six men now facing federal charges met over the summer to train with firearms and attempt to make explosive devices. Fox and Croft discussed an additional plot in which they would blow up a highway bridge to distract police during their kidnapping. Fox went as far as to examine a bridge during one of the two trips that he and several others took to Whitmer's vacation home to surveil it. At one point, the men successfully detonated an improvised explosive device wrapped in shrapnel as a test. Their alleged plans were exposed by confidential sources and undercover agents in their midst. They were arrested Wednesday night when they gathered to sort out tactical gear and gather their money to buy explosive devices in preparation for their plot. The seven additional men charged at the state level have been identified as Paul Beller, Sean Fix, Eric Molitor, Michael Null, William Null, Pete Musico, not 100% sure, Joseph Morrison. Each was charged with providing material support for terrorist acts and carrying a firearm while committing a felony, and each faces 20 years in prison. So that is just to get a grip on the situation here in Michigan, what was thwarted by the FBI, thank goodness. This plot is absolutely crazy. They wanted to blow up a bridge while they kidnapped the governor of Michigan as a distraction, as who knows what this is, as they attempted to literally instigate a civil war in the United States of America. These people are absolutely crazy. So this is not just a one-off attack, though. This is the sad thing. This is not a one-off plot, or a plot, excuse me. Right-wing extremists have been at it for a while, and attacks are growing more frequent. So where do we see this from? We see this from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, who have released a report on this. So between 1994 and 2020, there were 893 terrorist attacks and plots in the United States. Overall, right-wing terrorists perpetrated the majority, 57%, of all attacks and plots during this period, compared to 25% committed by left-wing terrorists, 15% by religious terrorists, 3% by ethno-nationalists, and 0.7% by terrorists with other motives. So figure one, as I will show up on the screen here for you, shows the proportion of attacks and plots attributed to the perpetrator ideologies each year during this period. Right-wing attacks and plots were predominant from 1994 to 99 and accounted for more than half of all incidents in 2008, as well as every year since 2011, with the only exception being 2013. Most right-wing attacks in the 1990s targeted abortion clinics, while most right-wing attacks since 2014 focused on individuals, often targeted because of religion, race, ethnicity, many other factors, as well as religious institutions. Facilities and individuals related to to the government and police have also been a consistent right-wing target throughout the period, particularly for attacks by militia and sovereign citizen groups, just like we saw plotted here in Michigan. So as you can see on the graphic there, percentage of terrorist attacks and plots by perpetrator orientation. So you can see in the late 1990s, mid to late 1990s, primarily it is those right-wing groups again being the overwhelming majority of the attacks and plots there. You can see once you get to the year 2000, all the way up through about, you can say 2005, potentially beyond, but not really. So we'll say 2000 to 2005, you can see there is a lot of left-wing attacks happening from 2000 to 2005. As you can see from the article here, most of these left-wing attacks targeted property associated with animal research, farming, or construction, and were claimed by the Animal Liberation Front or the Earth Liberation Front. So that's what happened there, 2000 to 2005. You can see from 2006 and beyond, basically every year on that chart, is at least half of attacks happening by right-wing extremists, if not more. Obviously, there are a few years there where religious attacks took up a quite large portion of that as well. But you can see here as we get to 2020 at the very end of this chart, almost all of them are coming from right-wing extremists. We are over 90%. Absolutely absurd. Over 90% of domestic terrorist plots and attacks in 2020 are coming from right-wing extremists. So wake up to that. Right-wing extremists are responsible for over 90% of domestic terrorism in 2020. So this narrative coming from the president and from Mike Pence about Antifa and anarchist leftists is absolutely insane. Statistics clearly point in the exact opposite direction, that the people that Mr. Trump is telling to stand back and stand by are the people who are not standing back and are not standing by. They are very much out in our communities committing acts of domestic terrorism. Let that sink in. The domestic terrorists, by statistics, are right-wing extremists. So that's what I wanted to share from that particular article. As with the Slate article, I will link that down below so that you can go read the full article, the full context, and research for yourself, because I believe that is very important. But something else I wanted to point out here that I've pointed out in a previous video is that 93% of Black Lives Matter protests were nonviolent, according to a study by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, ACLED, from the U.S. Crisis Monitor, which examined over 10,000 protests. So after examining over 10,000 protests, the vast majority of which were Black Lives Matter protests, they found that 93% of Black Lives Matter protests were peaceful. So these people are not going out and instigating violence. At least 93% of them are not. So all of this evidence leads us to the conclusion that the prevailing violent forces that are acting outside of the law are overwhelmingly right-wing extremists. We also see this sentiment echoed by mounds of video evidence from protests across the country where right-wing caravans will move in with the expressed purpose of carrying out violent acts against peaceful protesters, turning a lot of these protests violent. It's time for the violence to stop. But that's obvious. What is less obvious is that it is time for every American to look in the mirror and ask themselves if they really should be associating with the people, the groups, and the ideologies that they engage in, that they think that they believe. Do you want to be associated with violent extremists who are often white supremacists or even fascists? Should you support a candidate who does not denounce such people, Furthermore, a candidate who incites such groups. This is a quote from Trump. Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. And I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem, it's a left-wing problem. That is the direct quote from the President of the United States. Literally contradicting facts, this is a man who is defying facts, a man who is defying the FBI, and literally instigating violence. Those three things, you know, denying facts, denying institutions, and instigating violence, those are usually the things a fascist does, but just thought I'd say that there. Quote, somebody's got to do something about Antifa. That is the inciting violence right there. Yes, he said the words stand back and stand by when he was asked to tell them to stand down, I should add. Said stand back and stand by, then goes on to say somebody's got to do something about Antifa. That is telling these groups, one of you needs to step up and be that guy. One of you groups needs to get together and head down to one of these protests. And what have we seen with video after video after video from multiple cities, multiple states across this country, is that these right-wing wackos will listen to him and will go and carry out these acts of violence. So if you consider yourself a Trump supporter, if you think of yourself as a classic Republican who's just going along with the candidate of your party, you need to realize that you're supporting an active fascist, someone who is inciting violence out of right-wing extremist groups, someone who will not denounce white supremacists. You need to understand that if you are going to vote for Donald Trump. You need to understand that you would be voting for someone who has continually, throughout the last 4 years, instigated right-wing extremists to do exactly what they're doing. Do not support that. Do not support that. Now, does that mean I'm sitting here telling you to vote for Joe Biden? No, it does not. You can go watch many of my previous videos where I criticize both of these candidates because I believe neither of them represent the American people or the best interests for the American people. But do not support an active fascist. In trying to collect my thoughts here to conclude this video, the number one thing is ask yourself, is this a campaign I can support? Is this a candidate I can support? Are these right-wing extremist groups committing domestic terrorism groups that I may want to be associated with? The answer should obviously be no, but you need to ask yourself these questions. You need to do your own research on what these groups are, what they believe in, where this terrorism is coming from, and decide for yourself. So ask yourself these tough questions, be open to what the actual answers are, and don't let people continue to lie to you. That is the key thing here. Don't let the president, the vice president, their campaign, national media, Fox News, CNN, whoever it is, don't let them lie to you. You are smarter than that. You can do your own research. You can vet facts for yourself, and you have to. Because what we see over and over and over again in this country is that we are being bombarded with propaganda from every angle 24/7. So you need to take it into your own hands and protect the information that is going into your brain. Make sure that you only accept information that you can verify for yourself is true. So that is going to be the thesis of the video there. That is everything I have to add to this topic. I definitely appreciate you tuning into the video. As always, if you enjoy this channel and want to help it grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So go ahead and hit that share button, send it to all your social medias. And a huge thing that helps as well is if you subscribe to the channel, that shows YouTube that you want to see more of my content, as well as you can hit the notification bell right next to that subscribe button so that you will not miss anytime that I post a video. All that out the way, I definitely appreciate you guys tuning in, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Peace.